Today's episode is brought to you by CBDMD. January is important in setting the tone for the new year, and in 2021, that has never been more true. Luckily, our friends at CBDMD are here to give you the support you need to conquer your New Year's resolutions and make this year your best one yet. And if those resolutions happen to involve fitness, they've got a brand new topical product that'll help you keep moving all year long. CBD Relief with Lidocaine fuses CBDMD's hybrid broad-spectrum formula with fast-acting lidocaine to help provide temporary relief from minor aches and pains. And with the new bag-on-valve spray technology, Relief can be applied comfortably at any angle, even upside down. And to make it even easier to get the year started off right, they're offering all of our listeners 20% off on your next order when you use the promo code NBA at checkout. Once again, that's CBDMD.com, promo code NBA for 20% off your purchase of a superior CBD product from CBDMD.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
A Wednesday edition of Locked On Warriors. I'm Wes Goldberg, Warriors beat writer for the Bay Area News Group. Breaking down last night's 104-95 loss to the Pacers. It was a close game throughout, but the Pacers used a 10-0 run late in the fourth to break the game open. Now, had the Warriors held on and won like they did against Toronto, we're having a very different conversation than this one, but they didn't. And they should be concerned. Both the Raptors and the Pacers limited Steph Curry by defending him with the box and one, which is a zone-based scheme defensively that places one player, one guard, on Steph Curry. That guard will face guard Steph Curry. He's not going to leave Steph for any reason. He's not going to help on anything else. He's not going to fight over every single screen. He's just going to stick to Steph like glue. And in against Toronto, that player was Fred VanVleet. And against Indiana, they used Malcolm Brogdon, they used Sumner, they used Justin Holiday. And those guys really gave Steph a problem on Tuesday night. And so against Toronto, the Warriors were able to get enough from other players to win. But on Tuesday, and without Eric Paschal, who was in the league's coronavirus protocol, and they found out about that just hours before tip-off, they didn't get enough from the other guys. Now, it's pretty clear that the Warriors will keep seeing a box-and-one defense this season. Steph, in the last two games, is 9-for-33 from the field, 4-for-18 from beyond the arc. Just atrocious percentages. And look, the Denver Nuggets are on Thursday. I guarantee you that they have noticed and that they are planning their own version of the box-and-one and how they can deploy it against Steph and the Warriors. So they're going to keep seeing this defense, which means guys like Andrew Wiggins, Kelly Oubre, Draymond Green, they have to step up. And they need to figure out a way to juice the bench unit for as long as Paschal is out and probably not rely on him so much in the first place. But they also need James Wiseman to take his next step. That's what stood out to me the most against Indiana. If you want to pierce that box in one, the easiest way to do it is to drag the defense away, which if you watch that game and you watch the film, the Warriors are setting a high screen with either Wiseman or Kevon Looney or whoever, a high screen away from the basket to try to shake Steph loose near the logo, basically, near half court, right? Before the defense can come and help and he could get some momentum. But Indiana stretched their zone so far up that you had screens being set for Steph a few feet away from the logo, and he's still seeing two or three guys in his face at a time. Now, what you could do with that, obviously, is you have a 3-on-2 or a 4-on-3 situation nearly every play. And there were instances, right, where Steph passes it to Draymond Green, Draymond Green flips it to Andrew Wiggins, and Andrew Wiggins drives to the basket. There was a great clip of it that I tweeted on my Twitter, at WC Goldberg. You can take a look at it there for a perfect example. But it's high wire execution. It's not easy to do, certainly not on every play. Certainly if you want to score more than 100 points, which the Warriors couldn't. So, you'll have that high degree of difficulty type possession. And the Warriors are capable of doing that. They have players capable of doing that several times a game. But they need something more simple, and that's where James Wiseman comes in. And over the last few games, one of the things that Wiseman has struggled with is just basic screen setting. It's not, I don't mean to harp on him. I don't mean to overly critique a 19-year-old who has played in only 14 NBA games since high school. The speed of the game is obviously, it's been an adjustment for Wiseman. It's been an adjustment. But if he can learn to set better, more timely screens, just watch Kevon Looney, man. Kevon Looney, by the way, these last three games has been awesome. His plus-minus stuff for this year is off the charts. His numbers with Steph are unbelievable. It's the best two-man game the Warriors have. It's not Steph and Draymond. It's Steph and Kevon. Next time you watch a Warriors game, right, on Thursday against Denver, just watch Steph and Kevon. Watch the kind of screens that Kevon Looney is setting. He is such a good screen setter. I mean, he's just a brick wall. And he knows how to move a little bit without getting called for fouls. Like, he's become like the savvy screen setting veteran. He does so much stuff. You really understand why Steve Kerr likes him so much when he does things like that. And defensively, he's been awesome, by the way. So what Kevon Looney has been able to do as far as being able to spring Steph Curry free with that screen game, James Wiseman should watch that film and figure out how to get there. Now, granted, Kevon Looney's been in the league for 6 years. He's played for the Warriors for a long time. He's played with Steph for a long time. You can't just get there. But then again, James Wiseman's 7 feet tall. He's enormous. He's a crazy good athlete. He doesn't have to be as solid on those screens as Kevon Looney because he's more athletic, and he could slip those screens earlier and cause problems for that defense. Now, that's the sort of thing I'm talking about, because when Kevon Looney sets that high screen, he can't slip the screen and just be at the basket in half a second. James Wiseman can, man. That dude is fast and quick. So if he's able to set better, more timely screens high up for Steph, and you're able to stretch that zone out a little bit to that because it wants to provide help off that screen on Curry, then James Wiseman can just puncture that zone straight away. The fastest way to something is from A to B, and that's what we're talking about with James Wiseman. If he slips that screen and rolls to the rim, and none of this settling for long twos or three-pointer or pick-and-pop stuff. No, enough with that. I would challenge Wiseman. Don't take another three for the next half dozen games. Just do that. Master that. Because that's what the Warriors are going to need to pierce that zone. They need something simple, and that's simple. So I think now is the time. Look, again, 14 games since he graduated high school. He's 19. I get it. Temper expectations. I get it. But the Warriors need James Wiseman to take that next step. And they wouldn't have drafted him at number two if they didn't think he could contribute. They wouldn't have started him if they didn't think he could contribute to a winning team. So in some respects, you say, all right, have patience, temper expectations, the guy's 19, etc. We don't want him to put too much on his plate. Okay. But you need to see milestones. You need to see checkpoints. You need to see development throughout this season. Right now, well, he's played 11 games. He's played 11 games for the Warriors. We need to see another step. We haven't really seen one yet. We need to see another legitimate, bona fide step in his development. And I think the easiest way to do it is for him to do the thing that he is presumably best at, which is just setting screens and rolling to the basket. Start there. They need him. They need him. They should be drilling that over the next week. And that's it. Because if they really want to bust this box in one, you can also do it with Draymond Green throwing lobs to James Wiseman. Steph Curry throwing lobs to James Wiseman. But it starts with Wiseman and that vertical spacing that he can provide. Our stat of the game gives us a hint as to a concern on defense. But first, let's talk about betonline.ag. Are you ready for some football? The NFL playoffs are here this weekend. And there's only one place that I trust to bet on the games. That's betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use the promo code LOCKEDON for a 50% welcome bonus. You're getting half your deposit back to bet for free with and win more money with. You can't beat that. And look, you've got some really great NFL playoff matchups this weekend. I'm really looking forward to Packers-Rams. You've got the best defense in the league with the Rams versus the best offense in the league and the Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. Can't wait for that. Really like watching Baltimore and Buffalo, and they're playing against each other. I don't know if that game is going to be 14-10 or 44-40. I have no idea, but I'm looking forward to that. But the game that I'm looking at as far as betting, Cleveland at Kansas City. The Chiefs are a 10-point favorite. I don't think that's enough, man. I don't. Look, I think the Browns, You got a nice win over Pittsburgh, but they got a bunch of turnovers early in that game and got lucky on a couple of those tip passes. I think that is I think the what people think the Browns are, I think it was a little exaggerated by some fluky turnovers and stuff against Pittsburgh. They deserve to win that game, no doubt. I just don't think that they deserve to win it in a blowout the way that they did. And Kansas City is really, really good. They've got playoff experience. Patrick Mahomes is going to be able to carve up that defense, I think. I just don't know that they have enough pass rushers and enough ways enough speed to keep up with the Chiefs. I mean, a 10-point win could be a 17-point win really easily for Kansas City because of all that speed that they have. So I'm putting my money on the Chiefs. I don't know about you, but you can get in on the action right now. Don't forget to use that promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Betting on the NBA doesn't have to be a guessing game. If you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast, hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling, get daily picks and quick hitting advice to make the smartest possible wagers. Subscribe to the Locked On Bets podcast, brought to you by BetOnline.ag, wherever you get podcasts. All right, it's time for our stat of the game. The Pacers outscored the Warriors 56-34 in the paint. Now, this was a problem for the Warriors in the preseason. And we haven't really seen it crop up too much in the regular season. But in the preseason, they were giving up almost 50, 60 points per game in the paint on a nightly basis in those three preseason games. Now, Indiana, that's where their bread is buttered, is near the rim. Domantas Sabonis is probably going to make the All-Star game this year. He's unbelievable. Their interior passing, I thought, was really great. This is not just, you know, Joel Embiid or Nikola Jokic posting up and scoring over you with their touch near the rim. No, this is a concerted effort to make quick hitting, small, short distance passes near the rim that kind of confused the defense. And I thought the Warriors' defense was confused a lot, kind of losing track of the ball sometimes, late to reacting, late to rotations, and stuff like that. Draymond Green was really good. His defense near the basket, especially, was really awesome. But outside of him, I thought everybody else was really slow to react. That, to me, is where the Warriors are soft, is near the rim. I actually like how they have defended the three-point line over the last few games. And that was the biggest issue earlier in the regular season, right? Was that they were giving up so many threes and a really high percentage. And by the way, they still are by aggregate of the entire regular season. But it's trending in the right direction. But part of that is because you've got Wiggins and Oubre and Steph fighting over screens and chasing guys off of the three-point line. Well, when guys get chased off of the three-point line, that back line of your defense better be prepared to corral them. And right now, especially against Indiana, they really haven't. And one of the things I noticed, too, that gives Wiseman some problems are these, you know, stretch five types, these guys who can shoot at the three-point line but also sort of they're bigger, they could rebound near the basket, they could get blocks on defense and stuff like that. And against guys like Serge Ibaka and Miles Turner, who are basically the Spider-Man meme of each other, he's got a hard time. And the problem there is because he's got to defend in so much space now, right? He's got to defend in so much space when guarding those kinds of guys. And I almost wonder if the Warriors should swap those assignments, let Draymond do that. Yeah, you're not going to get Draymond's not going to be able to help so much as he is when he's playing, you know, when he's able to sort of be a rover and do those sort of things. But Wiseman might be being asked to do too much, and you're kind of sacrificing the amount of size that he can provide you by just sort of dropping back and hanging out by the rim. So, look, I know that they've got to throw a lot at Wiseman. I don't mean this to be like a anti-Wiseman podcast. It's really not. If anything, I'm saying that he's ready for more, and I'm looking forward to that next step from him. But we just, it's probably coming. You know, there's been enough of the stress tests so far that it's probably coming. But we got to see it soon if the Warriors are going to wrap up this stretch in a good way, because you've got Denver, and then you've got Phoenix, and then you go to the Lakers. You're not at home anymore. Three straight road games against three straight really, really tough teams. Now, I don't know if the Warriors are going to go 1-2 or 0-3 or what in this next three-game stretch. The record to me is not all as important as it is what they do to counter these box-and-one defenses that they're going to continue to see, and figure out how to not get destroyed in the paint. Because against Denver, they've got Nikola Jokic. Phoenix is more of a jump shooting team, so I'm not as worried about them. But then you get to the Lakers, and they've got LeBron James barreling to the rim and Anthony Davis doing what he does. And a whole lot of size elsewhere, too. Montrezl Harrell. So some of these problems that we've seen pop up against Toronto and then against Indiana, I don't think that's going away anytime soon. I don't think that's going away anytime soon. Denver's going to be able to implement a box and one if they want it. Phoenix, they've got Chris Paul who can chase Steph Curry around. Forget about it. The Lakers, they have no problem going to a box and one. They've got so much size and so much length that that zone is going to be nearly impossible to break. Hell, they could just throw Alex Caruso out there in the starting lineup and have him chase Steph around all night. Probably, it's probably what they're going to do. So, you know, the Warriors, they're off today. They play Thursday night. They've got some time to get back to the film, go back to the drawing board, and figure some of this stuff out. But they have to, right? And like I said, I think some of these things, simple might be better. James Wiseman, set high screens, slip them early, get to the basket, pull the defense in with your vertical spacing. On defense, he needs to sag back and protect the rim against these next few teams. Now, if he had a problem with Serge Ibaka and Miles Turner, I don't know what he's going to do against Nikola Jokic. So there's some red flags coming up, is all I'm saying. The Warriors need to take a significant step in their development. Kelly Oubre had a breakout game. I'll tell you how he and the Warriors can build on that next. But first, let's talk about Built Bar. It's a new year, and while I'm not really a resolution guy, I do like to lock in my diet at the start of each year. From Thanksgiving to New Year's Eve, I like to eat cookies and desserts and carbs whenever I feel like it, but for most of the year, I'm on a low-carb and a low-sugar diet so that I can earn that holiday eating spree. That's what makes Built Bars so perfect for me. They satisfy my hunger while I'm busy at work. They taste great. They work perfectly with my low-carb, low-sugar diet. And with 18 amazing flavors, my favorite, salted caramel, lemon, almond cheesecake, and peanut butter brownie. Peanut butter brownie, by the way, is awesome. Built Bars are covered in 100% real chocolate and soft and easy to chew. Built Bar is great for health-conscious men and women, whether you want to maintain or lose weight while indulging in a delicious treat. Built Bars are low-calorie, low-sugar, high-protein, high-fiber. Great if you're starting a keto diet in 2021. So go to BuiltBar.com, use that promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get 20% off on your next order. Again, use the promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at BuiltBar.com. It's small market meets big market Wednesdays on the Locked On NBA podcast. Join Jake Madison of the Locked On Pelicans podcast and John Corrales of Locked On Celtics for a look at the NBA week from all angles. Subscribe to the Locked On NBA podcast today, wherever you get podcasts. It's time to go to our Twitter question from the game. Caleb Musics writes in, the main objection to Oubre working with the second unit more while still starting was getting in Pascal's way. Now that Eric Pascal is out for a bit, should the Warriors try Oubre as a spark in that unit? I made that argument going into the game, and I understand maybe why the Warriors didn't want to completely mix up their rotations just out within a couple hours before tip-off after they found out about Pascal, but I think we could see that a little bit more. Now, Kelly Oubre had a bit of a breakout against against Indiana. 17 points on 6 of 11 shooting, 3 of 7 from three-point range. Had also 5 rebounds and 2 assists. Made his first 4 baskets, 2 of which were three-pointers. They got him going, though, because they were able to create catch-and-shoot and catch-and-drive type of opportunities for him. They weren't asking him to create off the dribble. He wasn't taking any step back threes. He wasn't, you know, he wasn't doing a whole lot of stuff. He was just, they were driving and they were kicking, and he was either getting an open three or attacking closeouts. Now, I think they could still manufacture that in the second unit. You've got ball handlers like Brad Wanamaker and Andrew Wiggins in that unit, and even more space. So that would, to me, be that might not be a bad idea. Especially I don't know how small you can realistically go, but Oubre's pretty long. I don't know that he could play center for you, but I don't know that he can't. I mean, why not get crazy with that second unit? Why not play Oubre at center? I don't know. I mean, what they did last night in Eric Pascal's place is they had James Wiseman. Now, maybe that's a way to tick Wiseman's minutes up, and maybe that works. But if you've got Wiseman and Oubre in that second unit, you've got two guys who basically don't really pass the ball a whole lot and need to be assisted on their baskets. It's not terrible, right? You can work with that. Maybe that's worth trying a little bit more. But if you've got Wiseman and Oubre and Wiggins out there, then you've basically got your starting lineup. So I don't think you want to take Wiggins out. And so maybe it is. You let Wiseman settle back into his normal rotation minutes, and then, I don't know, try to get really weird and play Wiggins and Oubre as your front court. I mean, Boston kind of does it sometimes with Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, and those guys are about the same size. Jaylen Brown's a little bit bigger. Look, it could be an idea, especially if you need some real juice early in that game, because that second unit used to give, I mean, they were giving the Warriors leads. They were extending leads, or they were helping them come back into games. But in against Indiana, at the start of that second quarter, that group went 1-for-7 overall shooting, and that's when the Pacers erased the Warriors' 9-point lead. That was the biggest lead the Warriors had in the game. They had a 9-point lead at the start of the second quarter after the starters came out, or in the beginning of the second quarter when the starters came out, and then they blew it when that bench unit was on, when that second unit that had been thriving with Pascal was out there. So I don't know that that bench unit is going to work. Maybe you try it again. I don't know. But I think that there's now, with Eric Pascal being out, maybe an opportunity for Kelly Oubre to build off of what was a pretty nice performance for him against the Pacers. Remember to subscribe to new episodes of Locked On Warriors wherever you listen to podcasts. Please rate, review, say nice things about the show. Thank you to CBDMD. Thank you to betonline.ag and to Built Bars for sponsoring the show. You can send your comments and questions to me on Twitter at WC Goldberg or email them to wgoldberg@bayareanewsgroup.com. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and I'll see you here tomorrow morning.